I'm going to invite some of the men where you're going to celebrate. We don't have a food trough. We have bread and juice. Reminders that Jesus is the bread of life that came down to give his life for the world. Bread that is broken because Jesus' body was broken for us. Jesus said, I am the living water. We have something stronger than water. It's not wine, but it's juice because that's just what we do. But it's a reminder of his blood that was poured out to wash our sins away. To forgive us our sins and to secure a place with him for eternity at his table where there will be great feasting. So this is a look back to the incarnation that God, invisible, eternal, became flesh and blood so that as flesh and blood could die for my sins on a cross. And it's a look forward to say one day, we're invited to his table today to sit, to eat, to drink with him, to enjoy communion, fellowship with him. But one day, today it's through a glass dimly. We don't see face to face today, but one day, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. We will be transformed as we enter into his presence and sit down at table with him. What great good news of great joy that we have. Don't keep it to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. How stunning is the good news that you, God, from all eternity, would come down to become human, flesh and blood, to pay my price, to make me yours, to invite me in, to enjoy communion with you, Father, Son, and Spirit. Help us today to enjoy, to savor, to treasure our relationship with you. And may that uncontainably overflow to people around us. Good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. We remember and we worship at your feet. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash you clean and make you new. Drink.